Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin daf Mem Ches, and we are on Mem Zayin Amabez. Yesterday was the main sugya, as the Tosas Rid said yesterday, this is the locus classicus of Mekadesh B'Milva, even though earlier in the first parak it came up just Derech Agav, to throw in some Latin and Hebrew at the same sentence. But the main sugya was yesterday, so the Gemara is in the middle of going through four or five different arguments, which we suggest, is this a machlokas about Mekadesh B'Milva? And each time we say no, it is not. So we had two yesterday, actually we had one yesterday, which we're about to do the second, and then we'll have another two today about the potential machlokos between Mekadesh B'Milva, Mekudesh HaZarei, and Mekudesh HaZarei, and the Gemara is going to reject it. No, it's a machlokos about something else. And that something else is going to be some major issues in Shas, which the Gemara will bring up today. And the Gemara brought up already yesterday. So the machlokas yesterday, which we mentioned, is the brisa that we quoted, a machlokas between about Mekadesh B'Milva or not. So we ended up saying no, it's a machlokas about if the Loved did not use the money yet. Do we say then that it still belongs in the Rishus of the Malveh regarding Onsen or not, right? Once it's given, it has the ability to be used and therefore it's out of his Rishus. And then Rabbi said, no, maybe regarding Onsen, everybody agrees, it's already in the Rishus of the Loveh. The only machlokas is in terms of Chazara. Can one retract if he wants to or not? And the Gemara related it to She'ela. So just one word on She'ela that we mentioned yesterday. It's an important Ritva here. Again, let's read the last lines again so we can get back to this Ritva. Elaha, about halfway, a little more than halfway down in Mzayin and Mabes. Elaha damar afu nashu al karta mechadeiro. If somebody borrows an axe from his friend, bika bo kna'o, lo bika bo lo kna'o. If he chops with it, he's kona it, and if he doesn't chop with it, if I just borrowed something from you and I didn't use it yet, then I'm not kona it yet. Is that really a machlokas tanoim? Because what we just said a minute ago on the previous line was that if you don't use it, so then there's still a machlokas regarding chazara. So my answer is low. Only by milva is there a machlokas, because there one could say that the second that it's given, it's meant to be used. It's not going back. Ba'en, that cash. But by she'ela, which goes back, ba'en, everybody might agree that if it's not used yet, so then it is not nikne yet, and only once it is used. So the Ritva here asks, what kind of kinyan is this of usage? Bika bo kna'o. If you use the axe for chopping, so then it works. Tamiya milsa. Taha she'ela, and he has important lashonos here. She'ela matana liyomehu amanas lahachzir. Says the Ritva, isn't she'ela a real matana, but just amanas lahachzir? Like we had earlier in Davav, matana amanas lahachzir works in many different halakhic contexts. So she'ela, it's yours amanas lahachzir, yours the shoel's. Via milo kanya shoel b'mashicha. So why doesn't it work right when you pull it? Just like if I buy something or I take something even as a gift, it works right when I pull it. So here too, it should work. Anytime I give you something, even if it's for a temporary time period, 30 days, or and it's a matana, or even a day, it works with Mashicha. He says, oh, and you want to say there's a problem with pulling it for some reason? He said, why does using it help? Shalom matzinu kinyin zeh b'shum makom. She kli nikne b'haschalas malacha. Since when do you have such a kinyin that it becomes yours when you start using it? There is a concept in She'ela called Hilcha Shomrim called Shaleach Yad, which we had a few days ago, which means you're not allowed to use it. So the second yet you use it, that's not a kinyin, but right when you use it, you become a gazlan. And right when you become considered a gazlan, so then kinyan gzeila kick in. But that's not direct. That's not, you use it, and therefore you're kona it. No, there, shalech yad bikado nasa gazlan. But here it's direct, it sounds like. So how could usage be kona? So says the Ritva, quoting his Rebbe, that really, it's not what it seems like in the Gemara. V'tirisli Rabino Nero, why doesn't, number one, he has to explain why doesn't Mashiach work, and then he has to explain why Bikua works. So first he says, why doesn't Mashiach work? Because by she'ela, you're not being kona the item itself. Mishum de b'she'ela lo mikni le guf ha'kli klal, ela tash mishebo. You're only acquiring the usage of it. If you look on the balance sheets, whose axe is this? It still belongs to the owner of the axe, the mashil. Right? It's only mine regarding using it. Ve'ena tash mishebo, who roi liklos b'mashicha. You can't pull a usage. You can't pull the usage. That's why Mashiach is not going to work here. Kishem Shein Osios Niklas B'Mesira L'Chuta, as we're going to have in a few lines. Just like if you have a star, just pulling the star might not be able to be Kone, because it's the what the star says that's important. Using what the star says. Shein Mashiach Kone Ela B'Moshiach Guf Davar HaNikne. Mashiach only is Kone by a Davar HaNikne. If you want to tell me there are other Gemaras that say you could buy fruit of a tree even though they didn't grow yet, what's called Deka Leperosav. So I'm going to pull the tree even though the fruit's not there. So what's the difference between I'm going to pull the axe even though the usage isn't there? Says the Ritva, I know there's a difference. Because fruit naturally come out of a tree. So therefore when you pull the tree, you could say it as if the fruit's inside of it. Usage doesn't naturally come out of an axe. You know, you could use it, but it naturally nothing will happen. And that's why it helps. So that's why Mishicha doesn't work. So, what?
That's why it's not Lachem.
That's why it's not Lachem, right? If Shela is not Lachem. Even though it's Chayev Ba'onsin, so that points to a real Kenyan, but still, the Ritva is taking the stand that Shela is not a real Kenyan. Not a real Kenyan. It's a big discussion in the postscript. So what does Bikua do? So if you just prove Bikua, Mishiyuch doesn't work, how does using it work? So he says that's Durabanan. Takanta Durabanan. Shetiklu King Kadeshay Kim Ludivrayim. It's a kind of Durabanan that usage could work according to Rafuna. But really, it is not a real Kenyan. So this is a big discussion in the Rishonim in various places. A little bit here, a little bit in Bamatsiya Mem Gimel, where She'ela and Geneva are compared. That's really where the Ramban and the Ritva himself also mentions it, where they contrast She'ela and Gezela. Geneva, Gezela, you know by both of them, both by Yeshua and by Agana, they're Chayv and Onsen. But if an earthquake happens, then I have to pay for it, even though it wasn't my fault. By a Ganav and by a Shoel. Geneva, though, the Ramban says there, in Bamitzia, then that Kenyan works, Mishas Mashicha. Mishas Mashicha. The second that you pull it, if you're a Ganav, then you're Chayv and Onskin, and it leaves the Rishas Bailim. But by She'ela, you're Chayv and Mizonos, let's say you stole an animal right away, but Onskin is only at the time of the Ones. Because really, it's not yours in the same way that a ganav has kinyanim, and it's not yours the same way that a regular owner has kinyanim. So again, this is a big discussion, how much kinyanim does a shoal have? Because we know a shoal has different status and halachas than other shomrim. It's mesa machlas malacha, it has only baal of imo. I mean, we'll spend time on she'ela, but the big issue is chayev ba'onsin, which usually reflects ownership. Says the Ramban, says the Ritva, other Rishonim, no, lav dafka, it reflects ownership of usage, and because you could use it, so therefore you chayev an onsin, but not real ownership. Other Rishonim would say, no, that's not true. Yeah.
So it's like a lease.
It's like a lease, right? A schirus, I don't know if a schirus would exactly be like she'ela. Similar, schirus is of karka, but yeah, okay. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Nima Katanoi. So far we had one try, Machlokas Tanoim is about milva or not. We said, no, you don't have to say that. So Nima Katanoi, let's second try. Let's say this Machlokas is about Mekadesh B'milva. His kashi li b'shtar chov. If a man goes over to a woman and says, be married to me through this shtar chov. Through the shtar that somebody owes somebody money. We'll see who. O shahayla milva b'yad acherim. Or let's say the man is owed money by somebody else. Milva b'yad acherim. The hirsha aleihem. And then that he was marsha it to them. What does hirsha aleihem mean? So Rashi quotes, kasav la harsha'a aleihem. He wrote a shtar harshah. Harshah is like a power of attorney. He gives authority over. That's a shtar harshah. That's what he did with the. He has a shtar that says Reuven owes him money, and he was marshit. He gave him authority to the woman. The Ritva doesn't like this pshat. He says, "What do you mean a shtar harshah? What do you need a shtar harshah for? If it works to give over the shtar itself of Reuven owes me money, then it should work without a harshah. If it doesn't work to give over the shtar, as we'll see a machlokas in a minute, then even harsha can't help. So the Ritva says harsha here does not really mean literally he wrote a shtar harsha. The Ritva thinks it just means that he was mashli, kind of gave over the shtar. Doesn't mean he was really wrote a shtar harsha. So either way, so what happens? The Brisa says if a man says to a woman, be married to me with a shtar chov, or he gives over a milva b'yad acherim. So Rameir omer mekudeshes, v'cham omer inim kudeshes. Rameir says it works, so Chum say it does not work. So hay shtar chov hechidami. What are the two cases in the Brisa? Be married to me with the shtar chov, or take this shtar that somebody owes me money. So what's the first line? What's the first line? If it's about a shtar chov of others, meaning other people owe him money, so that's the same thing as the second line. Both lines. So el alav shtar chov dida. It must be, what's the first line? A shtar that she owes him money. He's saying, don't pay me back. Keep the money and we're married with that. Means mekadesh b'milva. And don't we have a machlokas here then mekadesh b'milva, whether it's mekudeshes or ain't mekudeshes. Could that be the machlokas? So Gemara is about to say no. There are other things that they might be arguing about. But first, there is an interesting discussion in the Rishonim in Baba Kama. Page Daf Yud Chesim and Aleph and the Daf Yarif. The machlokas between the Balamar and the Ramban. We know if you have an item of mine, you're watching an item at Pikadon. You're actually getting Pikadon of mine. The Rabbi Yochanan says, Pikadon, Rabbi Yochanan and others say that you're allowed to be Makdashit. If you have an item of mine, you're watching it, I can give it to the base of Mikdash, even though it's in your physical possession. Because the Gemara says, Kalecha, the Isa Bershus of the Mari Isa. Wherever it is, it's like in my Rishus. What about a Milveh? Can I be Makdash a Milveh? I lend you $100, and then I say, I want to give that $100 to the base of Mikdash. So we would have said no, right? Milveh lahotzan, it's not. Right? That's what the Milveh Chamas there says. Of course not. The Balamor there says, based on a Gemara there, yes, you can. You can be Makdash. Hakdasha has a lower standard in terms of Hakdasha. You can be Makdash and Milveh. The lo amrinan ainu bershuso bedavar she'ainu misarif halal litzno lo. The only time you say something is not bershuscha is by something that the person who's holding it does not want to give it back. For example, a ganav. The halacha is, Baba Kama, if a ganav steals something and he doesn't want to give it back, the nignav cannot be Makdash yet, even though it's his. But Zelafi Shein Shalov, Zelafi Shein Pershuso, says the Gemara. But by a Pikadon, it's a Shomer, so that's why I can do it. What about by a Milveh? So I'm going to give you back the money, whenever you want it. So says the Baal Amar, therefore, you're allowed to be Makdashit, even though it's not in your Rishus. Right? It's not Shalov Pershuso, but he says we Makdashit. Says the Baal Amar, it's a crucial Makar, in terms of being Makdash something, it has a lower standard in order to get something into the base of Mikdash, even if it's not Pershuscha. Right? We had a lower standard earlier, in the first paragraph, remember? Ami Rasul Gavakim Si Rasul Hedyot. Just saying something goes to the base of Mikdash. Can't do that by anything else. So you see, sometimes it's easier to get something into the base of Mikdash. Sometimes it's harder. But here's some rights that it's easier. The Ramban there says, what are you talking about? Hey, Chadam Yachal Hakdash Milvesh Shalosh Yena Lo Bershus of Lo Bershus Gabai Ba'en V'rata Lo Litin Lo Mikamakam Lo Kanam Yolam Lo Ba Bershuso. Even if you want to say by Gezel Belonis Yashar Ba'ilim Shu Yachal Hakdash, if the guy, even if you want to say by Gezel, If the Gazan is about to give it back, keep me Makdash then? That's what the Gemara there is talking about. If the Ganav says, here, I'm giving it back to you, or I'm giving it back to you tomorrow, keep me Makdash then? Says the Ramban, even if you want to say that works, a milveh in a yachol haktish, shahari mamon zeh eno shalo velo kna'o. You aren't kona it. And if you want to switch it with other money, he can. Right? So therefore, you can't say that you can be Makdash it. So the Ksos relates this Gemara to... discusses this machlokas related to our Gemara, because he talks about a shtar chov of acherim. Shtar chov of acherim, is there a difference between shtar chov of acherim and shtar chov of the person itself? I just wanted to mention this machlokas, it has to do with milveh, but if you want to look in the Ksos and Simon Reishi and Aleph, he discusses this more at length related to this Gemara. Okay, but either way, let's get back to our Gemara now.
So you think you cannot be makdish?
We've seen the pasken against that Balamar. It's interesting, but the Balamar says it's easier, even though we've been talking about milvah lahotzah nitzna, and it's not really doesn't really belong to the lender, but in terms of being giving it to the Beis HaMikdash, maybe if the guy is ready to give it back, it would be able to be hoktash. So the Gemara now says, so what's the machlokas about? So if you say it's not a machlokas but machlokas b'milveh, what's it about? So the olam sharchov da'acherim. Really, both lines of the brisa are about a sharchov of others, meaning somebody owes the chassan money, and in both cases, the chassan is giving that loan to the woman. And in that way, she is getting something new right now, and therefore the condition would work. If the man is just saying, keep the money that I lend you, that doesn't work, because she's not getting anything new. That's milveh lahotzah nitzna. But in the case of milveh da'acherim, it works. So what are the two different lines? V'hacha v'milveh b'shtar, milveh apleh kamiflagi. The two lines are, the first line is about a milveh, one of the lines is about a milveh apeh, a loan that was, right, oral, and the other one is milveh b'shtar, Right, Milvav Bishtar was on a contract. So that's the two cases. And and each of them have a machlokas between the mayor and the hachamim, whether it works or not. So we're going to talk about each one. The Milvav Bishtar and my pligi. What's the machlokas about Milvav Bishtar? Meaning Reuven owes the chasen money, and the chasen said gives it to the woman and the shtar. So what's that machlokas about? So four possibilities. Number one, the plugta, and each one requires a separate shear, but we'll just relate to it a little bit. The plugta, the Rebbe of Rabbanan kebiflegi. The first one is the machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. The Tanya, Osios Niknos Bimisira, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, letters are acquired through giving over. What does that mean? Rebbe says, if I have a shtar that says Reuven owes me money, I can give you the shtar. That's it. And now the Lov owes you the money. Nothing else is written in the shtar. I didn't do anything else. The letters themselves, I give it over to you. That's it. It's finished. Now Reuven owes you the money. We have a principle a little different of Shibud Derab Nasan. If Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi, then Reuven might be able to pay directly to Levi. But there was no change of ownership. There's just two loans, and therefore you might be able to skip the middle step. That's Shibud Derab Nasan. This is not that. This is Reuven owes me money. I give that shtar to somebody else. So then, that's the principle of Osios Niknos Bimisira, which we'll talk a little bit more about on the top of the next Amud. Vachachavim Omrim, no way. Come say it doesn't work. Bein Shekasav Lo Masar. Whether he wrote a second shtar, a separate document that says, I'm giving you over the loan. Velo Masar. But he didn't give over the original shtar, right, document, or the opposite, whether he gave over the actual shtar, but he didn't write a separate note that said, I'm transferring the loan, lo kana, the chum say, no, it doesn't work, if you don't do both. Actually, yichtov yimsar. You have to write it, and you have to give it over. You have to give over both. Write a new document, and give over the shtar. The Ritva notes here that even though it says yichtov yimsar, you gotta do it in the opposite order. You have to have yimsar v'yichtov. You have to first give over the document, and then say, this document that I just gave you is given over to you. If you give it the shtar first, the new document, then it's not going to work. That's what the Ritva says, is lav dafka. So the Ritva says that the order is ma'akev, but in the opposite way. V'sorach l'haktim ha-mesira, sh'hashtar ikr, v'hu gorer ha-shibud, v'imektim ha-ksiva, l'ho'ilu ksiva. So you have to do the mesira first. Fine. So the Gemara says, mar isle de Rebbe, mar lesle de Rebbe. One opinion holds like Rebbe, that osios niknos b'mesira, that shitas Rebbe Meir, and that's why the marriage works. Mar lesle de Rebbe, another one says, no, it's not true. V'ba yizema, the second of four explanations of the machlokas. Maybe nobody holds like Rebbe that you cannot transfer a loan just straight by giving it over. The machlokas is about Rav Papa. The Amr Rav Papa says, "Hi, Madazav and Shtar Lachavre. If I sell a shtar to my friend and I'm writing another shtar that says I'm giving over this other shtar to Reuven because I don't hold like Rebbe. Tzorach lemichtav lekni lecha hu v'chal shibuta. You have to write in there, acquire it." And all the shibudim that are connected to it, everything that comes out of it, you can't just write kenei lecha. Who? So mar isle de Rapapa, mar lesle de Rapapa. Again, the machlokas is about Rapapa. V'ba yisema, number three. The kuliyama isle de Rapapa. Maybe everybody holds like Rapapa. But v'hacha b'de Shmuel kamiflegi. The machlokas is like Shmuel, which relates to is whether you hold of Shmuel, which relates to what we just said earlier about osios niknos. Damar Shmuel, but Shmuel says hamocher shtarchov lachavero. If somebody sells a shtarchov to his friend. Again, let's say I have a shtar that says Reuven owes me $100. So if I sell that, you're not going to pay me the full $100 because maybe it's not going to be fully paid up. So but you'll give me $80 for it. But either way, I sell the shtar to you. The chazer umachal. And after I sell it, I go to the lova and say machal lecha. So does that work? I already sold it. Machal. The answer is yeah, it works. But the yorish machal, and even the yorish, if the malvid dies, can be mochel. Demar isle de Shmuel. Demar lesle de Shmuel. So Rebbe Meir. The Chachamim hold of Shmuel, and therefore, since it can be Nimchal, the woman does not have Gemira's Das, she doesn't think this is a serious giving, and therefore they're not married. Omar Lesla de Shmuel, and Rabbi Meir does not hold like Shmuel, it cannot be Nimchal, and therefore the marriage would work. She has full Gemira's Das. The big discussion here in the Rishonim is how does this work? How can Mechila work? If I usually sell you something, finished. I have no more authority over it. And all of a sudden here, by if you sell a Shtarchov, you can still be Mochalit, so how is that possible? So, at least two, maybe three shitas in the Rishonim. Tosfos on top, said quotes, and this is also the shita of the Rambam, that you know why you're allowed to do it? Because the whole idea of selling a shtar is midirabanan. You can't sell a shtar daraisa. Yesh mefarshim ta tosfos tahayinu taim udamach lomachol mishum tekinyin shtar inu ela derabanan. The whole idea of selling a shtar is derabanan. Midiraisa still belongs to me. V'lo olim laf kiyakoch harishon shelo yuchalim choloso. It's really mine. That's why I can be mochalit. Says the Tosfos, and the same thing as the Sheet of the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira Perek Vav. The Rambam says Kinyan Hashtaras Kederach Hazos Midivrei Sofrim Avol Minatora Ein Harayos Niknos Ela Guf Hadavar Alkanei Bovad. You can't sell it. Lefichach, you have Shmuel's din. Amocher shtachov lechaveru v'adayin yachol lemochlo v'afilu yorsho mochlo. Right, that's the shita of the Rambam, the shita of Balei Tosfos in a number of places. Again, you cannot sell a shtar. It's not sellable. And that's on a daraisa level, and that's why we say it, that's why we say you can still be mochalit. The other shita, though, is that of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in the Ran and Mesachas Ksubas, and is quoted the Ritva here. Rabbeinu Tam says, there are two shibutim, there are two kinyanim that every malva has in a lova. He has, on a daraisa level, he has a kinyan haguf, and a kinyan nechasim. I owe you money, so therefore you have a shibut in my guf, in my person, there's a personal connection, and there's a shibut nechasim in my property. And says Rabbeinu Tam, you can't sell a shibut haguf, that's something personal. You could sell, even daraisa, a shibut nechasim. That's possible to sell. But, says Rabbeinu Tam, the second that you're mochel, your shibut haguf, memela, the shibut nechasim is paka. So even though you sold it on a daraisa level, it can be gotten rid of. The Ritva even adds, do we say that a shibut haguf disappears if there's no malve, or does it have to be nimchal directly? He talks about the case of a ger. What about a ger that sold a shtarchov and then he died? So there's no more shibut haguf. Is there a shibut nechasim, but the lova still collects? So the Ritva paskins yes. The Ritva said that the lova could still go collect from the buyer of the shtar, could still go collect from the lova. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin that way. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that once the shibut haguf is paka, the shibut nechasim falls away as well. The Shach notes the sheet of the Ritva, but that is how far the Ritva goes. Interesting svara given by the Ur Sameach for this to explain this Rabbeinu Tam. Shibut haguf, shibut nechasim. Why can't you sell shibut haguf? So says the Ur Sameach in Hilchos Mechira. Why does a person owe me money if I lent them money? Why is that? Is that milva haksuva b'Torah? Is that something that I wouldn't have known without the Torah telling me? Says Ur Sameach, no. Mishum tekimen shalava adam nischayev l'shalim b'hu muskal lo mitzad adat. It's not because the Torah tells me I have to pay back, but it's only because it's logical. So therefore, when I sell a shtar, the chiddush of a shtar in Judaism, in Yahadus, is not that you owe me the money, is that you could collect from my properties, if I sold properties since I lent you the money. So mishum rak the shtar min achasev who buy the shibut shel hashtar v'yem kein al chovas haguf ein shtar rak l'raya. Regarding the chovas haguf, the shtar doesn't accomplish anything. That's based on logic. Even b'nei noach are chayiv in that, he says. That's dinim. That's only a proof. Sheguf chovas haguf ein oba hashibut adei hashtar. So therefore, you can sell a shtar daraisa, but only regarding the nechasim, because that's the chiddush haTorah. But what's based on logic, you can't sell. That doesn't do with the shtar, and therefore that cannot be sold. That's the Ur Sameach explaining for our Rabbeinu Tam. There is a third idea that's stated by some of the Rishonim. The Ksos thinks there are 3 days in Shmuel, and that's the Shita of the Ravid and the Shita of Rashi in one place. But the Ravid there on that Rabbah, Menuchas Mechir in Perek Vav, says, you know why you can be Mochel? Because after Mechila, the Lovik could say, Lav Bal Dvarim Didiyat. I have nothing to do with you. So some say, Reb Chaim says, that's just the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. But the Ksos discusses these 3 shitas. Shita of the Rambam and Tosfos, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and the Shita of the Ravid and Rashi. He has it as 3 shitas. Okay, let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, V'iba Yisema, a 4th explanation of what the Machlokas is about Milva, about Shtar. To Kuli Amis L'Dishmol, everybody holds like Shmuel that you can be Mochel. V'acha B'isha Kamifligi, the Machlokas is, what about this woman though? Mar Savar Isha Samchadaita, one holds that really a woman's not worried. She relies, she has some Isichas Das. Meimer Amr, she says to herself, Lo Shavak Lilu Didi, Machlil Achrini. My husband, he loves me, he's not going to be Mochel to me. Even though he can, he's not going to, and therefore I'm not worried, and she's married. That's Rabbi Meir. Umar Savar Isha Nami Lo Samchadaita, and the other she says, no, even a woman is not so mechaz or das, if he has the ability to be mochel, so then she is still worried. So those are 4 possibilities about what the machlokas is, about if the case is selling the shtar. What about the other line of the b'raisa? B'mil v'al pet. B'may pligi, what's that machlokas about? B'drafuna ma'rav. It's machlokas about rav. D'am rafuna ma'rav, manali bi'adcha t'nei l'ploni. If there are 3 people standing in a circle, and Reuven says to Shimon, Shimon, you owe me money, the $100 that you have of mine, you give it to Levi. So mana li biyadcha, the money that I have in your hand, tnei l'ploni, give it to so-and-so. B'mayim mishlashtam, while they're all standing there, kana, it works. An amazing kenyan. There was no transfer of anything here. How does this work? So the Chazal, the Rashi quotes here, the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Yudalid, it's hilchos ablotayma. We don't know how this works, but it works. Hilchos ablotayma. It works. It's a kenyan derabanan. The Rashbam says in Baba Basra, why does it work? Because everybody does it. Rashbam and Baba, then the Baba Basra. If everybody does it, it's Takanas Hashuk. Chazal said we have to let it work, give it teeth, because after all, everybody does it. Similar to Situmta, shaking hands. You go by the Minog of the Sochrim, see here too, Chazal allowed this to work. Kinyan Drabban. So do we hold of Rav? So Mar Savar Kikama Rav Hanimi Bipikadon. So one opinion says that Rav only said it did by Pikadon. If you have an object of mine, I could transfer it, because after all, it's mine wherever it is. Aval Milva lo, but not by a Milva. Umar Savar Loshan Milva Loshan Pikadon. And the other opinion says no, even by Milva it works. That's the sheet of Rabbi Meir, and that's why the marriage works. There's an interesting discussion here in the Machane Ephraim in Hilchas Meshicha, but it's a discussion that's had by many Achronim, and that is Kinyan Drabbanan affects Doraisa. Because here, someone's a Kinyan Drabbanan, but we're talking about, are they married? She and Eish Zish Daraisa. That's a big discussion about Kinyan Drabbanan. We usually assume it could affect. If you say that Kinyan Kesef is Drabbanan, so that she married Daraisa. Kinyan Chalipin is learned that from a Pasuk in Rus. So we generally assume that even if there's a Kinyan Drabbanan, it could still affect the Chalos Daraisa. Okay. So next, Lema Ketanoi. So let's say next, the third Braisa quoted. Maybe this is a Machlokas Tanam about Makadesh B'Milva. Skachli B'Shtar, a man says to a woman, be married to me with a Shtar. Rabbi Meir Omer Enim Kodeshes, Rabbi Meir says, they're not married. Even Rashi says, if the Shtar is worth a Shava Pruta. Rabbi Elazar says, Omer Mukodeshes, Rabbi Elazar says the opposite, they're married even if the Shtar is not worth a Shava Pruta. Bachachamim Omerim, Shaman is a Shtar. You figure out what the Shtar is worth. If it's worth a Shava Pruta, they're married because her Das is also on the Shtar. And if not, they're not married. Listen back to the Shir on Daf Beis, we discussed how automatic is it for Kinyan Kesef to be a backup of Kinyan Shtar. The Yerushalmi, the Ran there on Daf Aleph in the Daf Yarif discusses it. So Hai Shtar Hechidami, what's this case? We have this three-way machlokes about giving a Shtar. What's the case? Ilim Mishtar Chov Dachirim. How are we talking about a Shtar Chov that's owed by others to the Chassan? So Kasha Dermeyer Dermeyer, then we'd have a Stira. Because in the first, in the Brisa we just spoke about for 20 minutes, right, where Meir said in the first Brisa that the marriage does work. And we were mokim it as a Kinyan Yad, a Shtar of Acherim. And here we're saying, Meir says it doesn't work. So Ela B'Shtar Chov Dida, it must be, no, Shtar Chov of her, that she owes him. And they're arguing about Makadish B'Milva. So isn't that the Machlokas Tanam? So the Gemara says no. Three other possibilities, what the Machlokas might be. Really, we're not talking about a shtar chov. We're talking about a shtar erisin, right? Kesef shtar and bia, three ways a woman could get married. So a shtar erisin. So the chassan wrote a shtar erisin to his wife, but he did not have it signed by Edom. And it's a machlokas l'shita. So Remeir l'taymi damar ede chasima karsi. Remeir says goes consistent with a shita that ede chasima are create the krisus, and therefore here it's not, they're not married. Rablazar goes according to his reasoning that like we discussed in Maseches Gittin, Eidim Mesira Karsi, and as long as they were Eidim Mesira, it's good enough. For Rabbanan and the third sheet of Masafka Lahu, they're not sure. Ikra B'Meir, Ikra B'Lazar, and therefore Hilkach Shaman Asaniyar, you figure out how much the paper's worth at least. Some Rishonim don't have the girsa of Vimlav Eina Mekudeshes, because it still should be a Safik no matter what, because they're not sure whether the sheet is like Rabbi Elazar. But either way, that's our girsa. Next, Vibayisema, second possibility, what the machlokas might be. Maybe if it was written shalolishma, meaning let's say the kid was 14 years old, he wrote a shtar erisin, you're married to me, and he gives it to her when she's 20 years old, he had no idea who he was going to marry. And they're arguing about, Uba the Reish Lagash Kamiflagi, the boy Reish Lagash, Reish Lagash says, we have this back on Daftes, shtar erisin, shakasva shalolishma, mahu. Somebody writes a shtar erisin, shalolishma, not l'shem the woman, does it work? Do you compare it to Havayah Yitzia Makshina? Do you compare it to Get? My Yitzia being Lashma, Havayah Nami being Lashma. Just like a Shtar Get has to be written Lashem the woman, so too the Shtar Erisin. O Dilma Havayah is Ladayim Makshina. Or no, do you compare within the ways of getting married? Ma Havayah the Kesef Lobin Lashma. Just like you don't have to mint the coins Lashma, they're just Stam money. Havayah the Shtar Lobin Lashma, so too Havayah the Shtar. There was a Ramban we had on Daftes earlier which said that the root suffix here is based on when you have a limud, a malamid, and a lamud. So do we say, don mina umina, learn everything, and when you compare something, it has to be total, or do mina bogi ba'asra, you compare something, but each one retains its own independent status. So basa debaya hada pashta, after Reish Lakish had the safek, he answered his safek, v'yatza v'haysa, he thought it does need lushma, makish avayu liyitziya, mar isli there's Reish Lakish, mar isli there's Reish Lakish, and that's the machlokas here about shtar, erisin. The Ibaisame, and finally the third shot, what this machlokas might be about in the Braisa, the Kuliyam Isla Reish Lakish. Everybody really holds of Reish Lakish, Vachamayaskinan, meaning everybody holds that you need Lashma, But the question is, do you need midaita? Do you need the woman's das when the shtar is written? Like we had earlier, if a shtar is written lishma but without her knowledge, and there we said the svar is maybe it needs lishma because maybe it needs midaita. Maybe it does not need midaita because it's just like a get. Just like a get is bakarcha, doesn't need midaita, so too, shtar erusin. Or maybe every shtar needs das makne, and therefore here too, it needs das makne. So we discussed that then. It was a Shabbos, but we in the general sense discussed it then. The Avni Miluim here asks a very important question. Avni Miluim notes that there's a general discussion in the Rishonim. We have a principle in a few places that says, mipiyam below mipiksavam. Eidim have to give their testimony balpeh. They can't write their testimony. So the question is, how does a shtar, how is there an institution of shtar? How does mipiyam below mipiksavam work with shtar? So many different answers given. The Rambam has his answer and others. But the Baal Amar in Yevamos says that, you know what the answer is? Mipihem is a problem, below mipiksavo. Mipiksavo is not a problem. What does that mean? So the way the Baal Amar explains it, and Daf Tesam and Aleph and Daf Yarif, and Reb Chaim explained it, and that is Das HaMeschayiv. As long as a shtar is written by the one who is obligated himself, Das HaMeschayiv, that's okay. Mipiyam below mipiksavam means Eidim testifying about somebody else. Reuven killed Shimon. But if Das HaMeschayiv, if the one who's being Meschayiv is writing the shtar, then that is not a problem. And that's the institution of shtar. That's the power of the shtar. So ask the Avni Miluim in Simin Lamed Beis. So how could anybody suggest that a shtar Erison could be written without the Das of the woman? The woman is the Das HaMeschayiv. So how can anybody suggest, according to the Baal Amar, which the Reb Chaim assumes is also the sheet of the Rambam, how could you say that in one place, how can you say that works? Avni Miluim leaves a bitzarachim. He doesn't really have an answer. But the way Reb Chaim answers is that, no, the key isn't really Das HaMeschayiv, the key is the Baal HaShtar. The Baal HaShtar, who's the Baalim on this star? Usually it's the one and the same. Das HaMeschayiv and the Baal HaShtar. But says Reb Chaim, by Shtar Erison, the Baal HaShtar is the husband, even though the woman is Meschayiv. So that's how you could have a possibility here of Shalom Midas. Next, Lemakan Tanoim, fourth Brisa. Maybe this is a machlokas Tanoim of Makadish Bemilve. The Tanya, the Brisa says, a woman goes over to her man, she gives the man raw materials to make something for her, and she says, Aseli, Shiyam Nizamim Vetabos, make for me rings and bracelets and necklaces, Vyakadish and Ilacha, and then Memela, I'll owe you money for doing this work for me, I'll owe you, and with that money, you'll be Meichela to me, and therefore, I'll be married with that money. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden says it must be that he said something to her also, because you always need an amira from him, but that's the case. So, Kivin Sha'asan Mukudashas Dibber B'Meir. Meir says once they're made, boom, they're married. V'chacham Omrim, no way. Ain't a Mukudashas Hashigid Mamon Liada. They're not married until she gets Mamon. So, what does that mean? Hi, Mamon Echidami. What do you mean she gets Mamon? Ilema Oso Mamon. Are we talking about they're not married? The Chacham is saying until she gets the jewelry. So, Mechal Tanakama Savar. So, what is Rabbi Meir holding? Afilo Oso Mamon Amilo. That even though she didn't get anything, they're married. So, Ela B'Maybo Makacha. So, with what does the condition work then? El alav, but mamon after. It must be we're talking about some other money. Vishmami no, the makadish b'milva. And the machlokas here must be about makadish b'milva. How so? So now we bring in a shas topic, which again, I wish we had more time to spend, but we'll just have to mention it. Visavri, to kule alma, and everybody holds, yeshna l'schiris mitchila v'adsof. Everybody holds that when I hire a worker, I owe him the money as he's producing. Yeshna, from every moment of Sechiris, I owe him. That's Yeshna L'Sechiris B'Tchila V'Atsof. The other way to say it is, and therefore, let's finish that, and therefore at every moment, it turns into a loan. Because I owe him right now, I'm not paying him until the end, so it's a loan. The opposite of Ein L'Sechiris El B'Atsof means, no, you don't owe him until it's finished, and at that moment you owe him. So the Gemara assumes, maybe here everybody holds that you owe it as it goes along, B'Havi Milveh, and therefore it's a Milveh. And my law, B'Alka Miflagi. So what's the Machlokas? The Marsav and Milveh Mukudeshes. One opinion holds that Mechazim Milveh does work, that's a Remeir. But Marsav and Mechazim Milveh in Mukudeshes doesn't work. So, fourth try to say it's a Machlokas Tanam, and again we say no. Three other ideas that they might be arguing about. Lo. So, Kuliyam Mechazim Milveh in Mukudeshes, maybe it does not work. Bahacha, nobody says you can be Mechaz B'Milveh. Bahacha, they're arguing about Tzchirus. B'yeshon L'Tzchirus B'Tzchila V'Asof K'Miflagi. They're arguing about Tzchirus. Mar Savar, Eino L'Tzchirus El Basof. One says Tzchirus is only at the end, and therefore it's not a Milveh. You owe it at the end, but Rashi explains, because he said, they decided beforehand that it's going to be for the Kiddushin, it's never going to be a milveh. It's just going to work as Kiddushin. Umar Savar, Yeshna L'Schiris M'Tchil L'Vatsov. And some say, no, there is Schiris from Schil L'Vatsov, meaning you owe it as you go along, therefore it's a milveh, and that's why it would not work. Tosfos here, if you want to look on top, has other nafkaminas between the two shitas here, in terms of Yeshna L'Schiris or Eina L'Schiris. V'Iba Yisema, a second machlok is what they might be arguing about. To Kuliyama Yeshna L'Schiris M'Tchil L'Vatsov, everybody agrees it goes along, you owe it as it goes along. Umakaz with milveh inim kudeshes, and you can't be makaz with a milveh. So why in the world? How in the world can it work? The acha buuman kona b'shava klika miflugi. The machlokas here is about the following principle: when I hire somebody to do a project for me, I don't pay him for the day. It's not a schir yom, but it's for the project. So do I say that as he makes the project, he is really acquiring the project, as he is appreciating it, and then when he gives it back to me, it's as if he's selling it to me, and I'm buying it from him. The important lashon of Rashi, kamochrolo here. So, do you say that principle of uman kone b'sheva kli? Again, another shas topic. Mar savar uman kone b'sheva kli. Rameir says yes, and therefore, when the chassan gives it to the kala, it's as if he's giving her something new. Umar savar ain't uman kone b'sheva kli. The other person says no, it's not as he's doing it. The Bali Drush and Bali Machshava say use this to apply to a Kadosh Baruch Hu of Kone Shemayim Va'aretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the world, and therefore he's kone of the world. Uman kone b'sheva kli. And, okay, again, there's more, but we'll have to continue. V'ba Yisema, the third idea, what they might be arguing about, the Kuliyama, Einu Uman Kone B'Sheva Kli. Maybe everybody agrees the Uman is not Kone with the appreciation. V'yeshon L'Schiris M'Tchil L'Vatsof, and you owe the money to a Sachir as you go along. Um Mekaz B'Milva Einu Mekudeshes, and you can't be Mekaz B'Milva. So what are they arguing about? He, the chassan, added something on of his own. Meaning, besides the raw materials that she gave him, he added on something special to the jewelry. So one opinion holds, Rameir says, that if you're mekadesh with a milveh, which is bad, which is problematic, upruta, which is good, the das is on the pruta, and therefore it's a good marriage. And the other opinion says the das is on the milveh. And really, this is a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, as we mentioned, is a machlokas between Shaul and David, but it's also a machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya, the Tosefta says, somebody says, if the chassan says, with the money that he already owe you for working for you, that's not a mekudeshes, but with the schar that I'm going to do work for you, so that works. Because we'll see this one, the Amar holds, Ein Schiris El Labasof. So you're jumping the gun and you're preventing it from becoming a milveh. Rabbi Nasan Amar, no. Bischarsha Esem Cha Ein Mekudeshes. The money that I'm going to work for you, that doesn't work for Kol Shekein Bischarsha Sisim Cha. Either way, wages cannot be used. Rabbi Yudah Nasi Omer, Be'emes Amar, Rabbi says no. The following, Bein Bischarsha Sisim, Bischarsha Esem Cha Ein Mekudeshes. Neither of them work. But what does work? But if he adds something on, it works. So, let's explain these three shitas. Meantime, what's the difference between the first two opinions? That's schiris. The Tanakhama says it works because ain schiris ala basof. The second mandamar says no, it's as you go. What's the difference between the last two shitas? Milveh upruta. If you add on, does it make a difference? Marasavar milveh upruta daita milveh, umarasavar daita upruta. So you see it's a machlokas tanaim. Fine. Next. Man goes over to a woman and says, "Hiskachi li b'kozeh shal yayim v'nimsa shal dvash." Be married to me with this cup of wine. And then afterwards, she says, "Wonderful," and she opens it up and she sees this honey. V'shal dvash v'nimsa shal yayim, or the opposite. B'dinar zeh shal kesef v'nimsa shal zav. He said it was silver and it turns out to be gold. Shal zav v'nimsa shal kesef, or the opposite. Amanash ani asher v'nimsa ani v'nimsa asher. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Amanash that I'm rich and he's poor, or vice versa. Einem mekudeshes. If she has any das of something else, it does not work. Reb Shimon Omer says, no, if he made a mistake for the better, meaning she gets home and it's gold instead of silver, that's wonderful. It's amazing. So that's why it would work. Stan Rabbanan says the Brisa. Scotchly, because we have three Brises that talk about this case, where he says, be married to me with this cup. Tani Chada Bo B'Masha B'Socha. One Brisa says what he has in mind is the coast itself and what's in it. V'Tani Yidach Bo V'Lo B'Masha B'Socha. And another Brisa that says, no, he only has in mind what the coast itself, and the third opinion says no, only what's in it and not it. So what are the three brises? Vlokasha, depends what we're talking about. Habamaya, habachamer, habatzira. If we're talking about water, so then he's only focusing on the coast itself. If we're talking about wine, he's only focusing on the wine itself. Habatzira, if we're talking about fish brine is usually kept in the container for a while, so he must mean both. Fine. Let's end off with a question. Reb Shimon says, if he makes a mistake for good, so if she was under a false impression, but it turns out to be better, then it works. So I have a less lady Reish Lakish, but don't we say in regular Hilchos Bekachu Memkar, you don't say that? Yayim nimsachom itzchom nisim sayayin. If you sell wine and it turns out to be vinegar, or vice versa, shneim yachol nachzar ben. They could both go back. Alma, what do you see from there? Ika dini chalei bechala, ika dini chalei bechamra. Some like vinegar, some like wine. Salchanami, ika dini chalei bekasu, velo nichle bedava. Sometimes people would like silver more than gold. So why should it work? Just because it's better. What's better for you is not better for me. We had a similar idea in the second daf in this parak, daf mem beis, where we say by the Nesiim, they gave out the properties. So some like valleys, some like mountains. Therefore, you can't say it's zachin. So too, we have the same concept here. So how could Reb Shimon say here for the better? So are you machalik between kedushin and memkar? Is there some other difference that we'll have to wait till tomorrow? Okay, we'll stop here by the Shem. We'll continue tomorrow with a few more shas topics. Tomorrow has big discussions of Almanasha Ani Asher, Almanasha Ani Tzadik, all those Gemaras, 10 Kavim of Anias fell to the world, 10 Kavim of Yofi fell to the world, Gasus, that's all about the Shem tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.